All right, Act 3 also takes place in the forest, and the actors' clowns enter the forest to rehearse. They need space, they need peace and quiet, and they don't want anyone to see their play. Of course, they enter close to the sleeping Titania, and Puck, with great amusement, watches their rehearsal from beyond. Puck, Robin, casts a spell on Timothy Bottom, the weaver, giving him the head of an ass. The other workmen, of course, flee in terror. This is not their friend. It's not quite who they expected. But Bottom has not a clue. He thinks it's all just a joke on him. And he says, Act 3, Scene 1, "Oh, I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to fright me if they could. But I will not stir from this place. Do what they can. I will walk up and down here and will sing that they shall hear that I'm not afraid." And so he sings very badly. And this caterwauling awakens Titania. "What angel awakes me from my flowery bed? Mine ear is much enamored of thy note. Oh, so is mine eye enthralled to thy shape, on the first view to say, to swear, I love thee." Oh, Oberon is cackling wherever he is. It's better than he could have hoped. Indeed, another pair of lovers, another pair of twittering lovebirds, joins the crew. Now it's Titania and the ass-headed Timothy Bottom. All right, this is a very good spot for us to take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll rejoin Scene 3 and find out how all of this complexity and complication manages to work itself out. And then we'll move on to the overture. Thank you.